Ice Cube joins us on Sports Byline, iconic rapper, writer, actor, and as a businessman, he founded his clothing line, Solo by Cube, and now you can add founder of the 3-on-3 Basketball League, Big Three, which predominantly features retired NBA players. It's fun and it's exciting basketball. Before we talk sports and basketball a little bit, Ice Cube, I'm fascinated by your career and your success over multi-entertainment platforms. You were born in South Central Los Angeles. Tell me a little bit about growing up there and how it influenced you.
Well, I grew up in, you know, a neighborhood. It was a lot of boys my age. So we had, you know, it was a lot of competition, you know, whether it was, you know, sports or skateboards or bikes or, you know, anything we can think of, we were always competing. So I think that's what really, you know, made me hone in my juices to keep pushing the envelope and keep, you know, coming up with new and exciting things. It was just a neighborhood that was very vibrant. And I think those are the tools that sharpened me up. And, you know, getting into music and being able to hone those skills at 14, 15 years old, you know, I was lucky enough that Dr. Dre moved down the street from me. And so that started me to get laser focused on really what I wanted to do, and it was music.
I know in the early teens you developed your interest in hip-hop music. Is it true you started writing raps in high school's typing class?
Yeah, it was actually junior high. It was a typing class. It was a guy named Kiddo who we ended up in typing class because we wouldn't go see the counselor and get a better elective. So we both ended up in this class, and we were pretty good at it, to be honest. And we finished our work early, and he looked at me one day and said, have you ever wrote a rap before? And I'm like, no. He said, you write one, I write one. We'll see which one's the best. And, of course, mine was the best. And I just kept going. And so that's kind of how it started.
You know, you've always had insight when it comes to music, particularly rap music, but you have a feel for it. And that's not something that everybody has. I've always found that the great athletes, the great anything, is the people that have vision and they have a feel for it. Do you ever shake your head and wonder why you've had that feel?
You know, of course you pinch yourself and you say, you know, and you recognize that you've been blessed and you've been, you know, lucky enough to be in the right place at the right time in parts of your career. And so, you know, I look at it like that. You know, it's a great thing. You know, I recognize the odds of the guys coming out of my neighborhood, and the odds are not good. And so to be an example to maybe the youth, younger generation coming out of neighborhoods like mine, you know, that's what really keeps me going, keeps me on the right path.
I love the origin of your rapper name. Tell everybody how you got Ice Cube.
My big brother gave me that name. It's, you know, he's 9 years older than me. So when I was going through puberty, he was hitting his 20s. And so he would have his girlfriends would call all the time, and he would never be home, but I would be home. So I would try to put my Mac down on him, and he got wind of it. And it was a freezer, you know, that's when you used to put refrigerators on your curb, and they would come pick them up. And he was like, you know that refrigerator down the street? I'm going to shove you in the freezer and pull you out. You're going to be Ice Cube. And so I kind of ran with it when I went outside that day. And I'm like, don't call me O'Shea no more. My name is Cube. Call me Ice Cube. So that's how it happened. And but the joke is on him because I made a name out of it.
How close did you become to becoming an architect? Because I know that was a passion for you at one time.
I'm not sure how close I was because I went to a place called PIT, which was the Phoenix Institute of Technology, and I ended up getting a certificate in architectural drafting. But you got to go become you got to be an apprentice. So a real architect has to basically ordain you into the game. And so I don't know if I would have ever crossed that hump. You know, who knows if I would have ever, you know, dedicated myself enough, you know, for that many years to become a bona fide architect.
Ice Cube is with us, iconic rapper, writer, actor, and of course the founder of the Big Three League, which we'll talk about in just a second. You know, Ice Cube, I have talked to a lot of athletes that come out of the inner city, and they have all told me the same story, that if an athlete or somebody, a kid in that environment, has got some talent, they are kind of protected by the environment because everybody knows they could go maybe a little bit further in life as well. From a, you know, your standpoint of being somebody that had talent as far as rapping and the other things you eventually went into, was there that protection mechanism for you as well as you were growing up?
I really don't know, you know, because music was so new, the music, hip-hop was so new that nobody had any idea that I was going to be able to take it anywhere, you know. Even when we did NWA, it was a situation where we thought that was going to just stay underground music. We never thought that would ever sniff the mainstream. So I don't think anybody saw it coming. And when it came, it hit like a, like, you know, like a meteor or something. So it, you know, it was like a surprise factor to it. So I don't know if they had time to, like, you know, see me coming and look out for me.
One of the things that's always surprised me about your career is the fact your popularity was enhanced by the role in Boys in the Hood and, of course, the Friday film series as well. When I watched those and saw those, I didn't know how much experience you had in acting and everything, and it looked natural. Were you just living and acting as you grew up? I mean, what you learned as you were growing up?
Somewhat. I've always been a big fan of films and movies, and I would go to the movies every weekend, you know, when I was, you know, 12, 13, 14, every weekend. Sometimes see the same movie 5 and 6 times because back then movies would last, you know, in the theater, they'd be in there 3 months sometimes. So, but I just enjoyed the experience. So getting a chance to act, I never knew I could do it until, you know, Lawrence Fishburne gave me the confidence. He said, because I was going, you know, they was trying to send me to school, to acting school. And he said, acting school? He said, you playing Doughboy. Don't you know Doughboy? You know who that dude is? I said, yeah, I know who he is. He said, all right, go be Doughboy. Which, that was all the acting classes I needed, was to just be and not, you know, worry about acting so much. And you know, that's really been my formula of just, you know, doing roles that I know I can absorb and be.
Correct me if I'm wrong about this next statement I'm going to make, but I have found rap music to be kind of do it on the fly to some degree, not the structure that you might find in acting. Was it hard to transition then into acting where there is so much structure?
Well, I beg to differ. You know,
okay.
Rap, you know, when you're doing it on a professional level, there's a lot of structure because, you know, there's formulas to a hit. So, you know, movies actually is a lot slower, you know, a lot more meticulous, and you can, you know, you really have a lot of chances to get it right. It's kind of like recording a record. You know, you only got to get it right once, you know, in the studio. So you can end up saying the rap 100 times, but you got to get it once right. You got to get it right once. So with the movies, it's pretty much the same deal.
Are you ever totally satisfied with something that you do in rap music?
Sometimes, you know, of course, other songs, I will, you know, you want to get them back, or you know why, you know, they didn't turn out as, you know, how you envisioned it. You know, them songs you want back. But for the most part, I won't release it unless I love it.
Let's talk some sports. I remember seeing you at Raider games that I was covering, and you've always had a love for sports. You founded the Big Three Basketball League. What motivated you to do that?
Just being a fan. Being a fan of great basketball, being a fan of NBA players, upset when they retire, especially if I think it's too soon. think they still got game in them. And there was a void in the industry. You know, if you're a big-time basketball and football fan, you pretty much hibernate after the finals until, you know, maybe the Hall of Fame game. That's when you start coming out of hibernation and for football. So I felt like there was a 10-week void that we could fill with great basketball. And so, you know, 3-on-3 is actually the most played form of basketball in the world when it comes to team basketball. So I was like, why hasn't it been elevated to the pro level? And in doing that, we said, yo, let's use former NBA players that still got game. And create a league around their peers. And so it just was the perfect storm at the perfect time. And then once we announced having the Olympics, announced that, you know, 3-on-3 is going to be an Olympic sport, we knew every country would have to take us serious.
What is your vision for the 3-on-3? Where do you think it can go? Where do you want it to go?
It could be his own league that people look forward to. You know, that's the spot you want to be. You know, we're going to be here every year. So we want people to look forward to it. Like, yo, the finals is over. Can't wait till the big three start. So when we get there, that's a milestone. But on you know, the long play is we've been talking to Yao Ming in China to create a big three China with their pro league. We've been talking to Leonardo Barbosa to try to do a big three South America. So we see a global like World Cup, but with 3-on-3 basketball. You know, if we get the champions from South America, the champions from China, champions from Europe, Asia, and if we get them to come play in our summer league, then we're winning, and we have the interest of the world watching the big three.
We only have 2 minutes to go, and I'm just wondering, you've been associated with sports. You have a love for it. You've known a lot of athletes. You've witnessed pro football, basketball, baseball, all of that. When you look at the pro athlete, what is it that you appreciate as a pro in your field and you see the pro in sports?
The dedication to the craft. You know, you cheer on anybody that's playing that you into, you want them to win. But when it comes to pro athletes, you know, somebody that's that dedicated to a game or a craft or a certain skill set, it's pretty admiring, you know, and how good these guys really are is pretty amazing. And so, you know, I think, you know, the athlete is always going to have a place in my heart because they put it all on the line and they have to perform on the spot. You know, so, and, you know, and the great players are expected to do great things. And so you got to admire people that put their reputation on the line so many nights a year.
Is there a particular moment in sports that you've witnessed that, well, you'll never forget, that's kind of engraved in Ice Cube's mind?
Man, there's a lot of moments. But I remember the moment that Reggie Jackson hit 3 home runs against the Dodgers. You know, I was eight or 9 years old. And, you know, it was just a spectacular night. I fell in love with Reggie Jackson that night, even though I was a Dodger fan. And so that's just a night that I I'll never remember. And I had a chance to do the documentary about Reggie Jackson. So it was great.
Ice Cube, I want to thank you very much for your time and sharing your life and also about the Big Three. I want to urge people to check it out. It's exciting. It's fun basketball. And Ice Cube is the founder of that. Thanks a lot. Come back, and you are welcome here anytime on Sports Byline. Take care, my friend.
Thanks for having me, man. Talk to you later.
Right. Ice Cube, iconic rapper, writer, actor, and, of course, as a businessman, he founded his clothing line, Solo by Cube, and you heard him say he was fascinated with rapping from an early age. We continue across the country and around the world with you on Sports Byline.